Can you sing? Can you dance? Pull a rabbit from your pants? Make a rhyme? Tell a joke? Burp when you drink a Coke? That's not a talent. Nope. Jump a hurdle, do a flip, get your dog to do a trick. Top talent.
Top talent.
Play piano, play guitar, hit a ball really far. Are you a superstar? Let's find out who you are. That's the end of this song. It's already too long. Top talent. Everybody.
Top talent.
This is my podcast. Can't sing this anymore because the words are too fast. Yeah, better start the show or I'm not going to last. Top talent. Let's get at it. Top talent.
With me, Rhyming Richie. Welcome once again there, podcast listeners. This is Richie Phillips, and this is my podcast. It's Top Talent. This is the podcast that originates from the capital region of Albany, New York, and it features normally talent that's either coming to the capital region or talent that lives in the capital region that left and came back, or potential talent, you know, any kind of talent. I may even expand this to talent outside of the music realm. You know, there are talented painters. Everybody's got a talent. I'm thinking of doing that. But anyway, we're sticking with music right now. And I just want to really quickly explain the person who I'm interviewing here. She is one of the people who's going to be included in this incredible event that has probably passed by the time you get a chance to listen to this. Randy Travis, Grammy Award-winning country artist Randy Travis, is coming to our area, the Capital Region. And it's happening on 9/11. And I have been chosen to sing his songs right to him so that they can comment. He and his wife are going to be there commenting on the songs. But I'm not alone. We have a great friend of mine, old neighbor, Mark Pierre. Everybody knows him locally. He's going to be doing some of the songs. And also this lady, who I got a chance to practice with. And in fact, this interview was recorded right after we did our very first practice, because she and I are going to do the duet I Told You So, you know, the classic Randy Travis song that was also done with Carrie Underwood. And you might remember when they did that on American Idol. It was unbelievable. So we're going to try to recreate that in front of Randy Travis, which is just absolutely bizarre. So that's what happened. We did a little practice. We just rolled tape and did a first take, and we were just looking at each other going, oh, wow, this really worked. I wish I could play that for you, but because of copyright restrictions, I'm not allowed to play that on a podcast. So you're not going to have a chance to hear that, unfortunately, and it's killing me because I really wanted you to hear it. But anyway, that's the setup for this. But at least I got a chance to talk to Jenna Sue, who's just an unbelievable talent, along with Mark and yours truly, who's just going to go up there and fake it. We all just cannot wait for this event. So that's the genesis of this particular podcast. I'm going to be talking right now with Jenna Sue here on
Top Talent.
Do you want a seat? You've been standing the whole time.
No,
I make you stand up.
It's fine. I sit all day long at my job. So
my name is Richie Phillips. We are listening to Top Talent with, I'm telling you, my favorite singer in this area, and maybe of all time, Jenna Sue. I don't even know your last name.
Oh my gosh,
is it Sue?
That's such a compliment. So that's my real name. It is Jenna Sue. Sue is my middle name.
Is your middle name?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I just use that for the shows too. So
right.
It's just Jenna Sue.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's got a country angle to it, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Yeah, I think so too.
I'll tell you, I know you're as excited as I am of this upcoming
little super
project.
Excited.
Yeah.
Super excited. We're just rehearsing just now with you.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my gosh, we were just like lost in the moment there.
Not like, as much as I was.
Oh my gosh. I think we might have sang each other's part or something the second time, but we're like, who cares? This is awesome.
Yeah, you stole my line, but that's okay.
Yeah. I stole your line because we were into it.
That's right.
And I wasn't looking at my sheet.
For those of you that don't know, we are going to sing the classic Randy Travis song that Carrie Underwood did a version of. I Told You So. That has to be my favorite, honestly, my all-time favorite slow traditional country song.
It is my favorite, too.
Yeah.
I sing it quite a bit, and I know.
Yeah.
And I saw them perform it on Idol together when she was on Idol.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was a performance that was.
That's right.
That was really
But you
great.
Do it justice.
Oh, thank you.
For you to walk into the Carrie Underwood thank part, because I can't do the Carrie Underwood part. Yes. I've tried so many times. So, Genesis, you sing with how many groups? What group are you actually a part of, or do you just kind of roam around with different groups?
So I have the Genesis Duo. So I created that a while back. So probably going on a little over 2 years now. So Genesis Duo, and I have, you know, some different guitar players like fill in with me. So I've been working with Chris Sanders a lot, country music singer, and he's also a guitar player, Chris Sanders. And you can find him on Facebook too, Chris Sanders Music. He's really awesome. And actually people refer to him as Chris Stapleton. Because he actually looks like Chris Stapleton. Oh, yes, yes. So we've been doing some shows together, and we have some more shows together coming up, actually, quite a bit, actually. I think I have like 8 shows in September.
I know you told me your schedule like this week.
Oh, well, this week. Yeah, that's just this.
Well, yeah, yeah, don't worry about this. People are going to hear this after this week.
That's just this week.
Yeah, amazing.
But yeah, it's really, it's fun. It's fun, and it's fun like having another guy, you know, up on stage with me, another male vocalist singing with me and performing, and we just have fun.
Yeah.
It goes by so quickly because we're just so into it. So, and then I also do fill in for other groups that, you know, need me, you know, need a fill in or something. They reach out, and if I'm available, I'll say, sure, you know, it's nice to have like different experiences.
And you like different genres too.
I do. Yeah. I listen to a lot. So when I go out with my friends and everything, we listen to the 80s a lot. We go out and see like these, you know, 80
hair
groups
bands
and things like that.
Right.
And I actually, that 80s band, I've been filling in for them. Oh. Their singer did come back, you know, from maternity leave.
So which of these genres do you think you have to prepare the least? I mean, which is the genre that you could just walk in and do? Is it more country or is it more?
I'd say yes. And the reason I say that is because country is like my first love.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's home, you know. So the 80s, it does come natural, but 80s songs, believe it or not, they're very difficult with the arrangements. Mm. And you would think back then you really had to sing, like they were some of them were like simple songs with just, you know, chord progression or whatever. But really, it's not, because the timing, the phrasing on 80s songs is crazy, actually. The phrasing is the biggest, I think, for myself, the phrasing is a good challenge for me.
Because they're more wordy?
More wordy, but more how you phrase the lyrics and the timing of the songs. Very, very different, I feel like, 80s songs compared to, if we're comparing it to country.
Well, the force that you have to sing. I mean, it's more.
So we do like Journey.
Oh, wow.
And I sing Pat Benatar.
Wow.
And, you know, a bunch of artists. But yeah, it's fun though. And I love like just dancing around on stage because that's me. And I love just high energy too. Mm-hmm. So I love having my duo because it has the, you know, the softer side of it. And it has some energy too. Because when I'm singing with Chris, it's like, it's great because he sings too. And he sings, you know, like Chris Stapleton and Brothers Osborne and, you know, some cool, Jamie Johnson.
Upbeat stuff.
Then we do some duets. So it's really fun.
Oh, it's great.
So it makes it interesting and always, you know, moving for the people. So
going back to this show coming up, what was your response when you got the phone call from the great Kevin Richards, who's putting this whole thing together? I can tell you my response, but I'd love to know what happened.
I was like, well, I was at work, actually.
Oh, you were?
So I was very, very excited. I think I was like, what? I was shocked first. I was like,
me too.
Oh my gosh. But I couldn't make like a huge scene because I'm at work.
Right.
I'm sitting in my cubicle and I'm like, I have to be, you know, but I was like, I went out of the office after and I was just like jumping up and down. Yes. Oh my gosh.
It's big.
It was just so amazing to have that opportunity.
Same
and
here.
He's like, I just think, you know, Kevin's like that. We thought you'd be the perfect fit for this song.
You are.
And I'm like, that's such an honor right there. Because there's so many wonderful, you know, country music female artists in this area that, you know, that are great too. So it's just, I mean, to be put in that category, like to be, you know, saying we think you're the perfect fit was very, very, it was a big honor. Yeah.
You don't get it, folks. So I sat here and I turned on, I recorded this because I just wanted to keep a little copy of it for that, in case we get a chance for you to hear it. Yeah. And I pushed record and she sang two notes and I went, what? In my head, I just couldn't believe it because I've seen a couple of your clips on YouTube, but I've never really worked with you before. Right? We just turned on the air.
We did. We literally just, we just did it.
Yeah.
There's no fine tuning or there's no
vocal tuning.
Vocal
or whatever.
Tuning. Yeah. So everything is as is. Yeah, yeah. We just did it and it just came out so great. I was so excited. I'm just so excited.
I am really excited. You're going to sing the national anthem too, right?
Yes, I'm going to do the national anthem for both. So the 3 o'clock show and then the 6 o'clock show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that he's going to be sitting there,
His
but to have
wife
him there.
Is going to be there too. And the fact that they're doing like, you know, the Q&A kind of thing.
Right.
I think the audience might be able to participate a little bit.
Yeah. They can ask questions.
And ask questions.
Right.
So, I mean, that's really, that's really great. I listened to a conversation that Kevin had, you know, with him that he posted on.
Yeah.
They had the phone conversation with
when
Mary.
Had the interview. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was, that was great to listen to.
Yeah, she's great.
Because he was still kind of in the back, you know, and he still knows.
He knows what's going on.
What's going on.
Yeah, yeah,
so
it's
going to be really
And if you
great.
Hear his biography, he is the epitome of the comeback kid. Everybody who does this for a living, who's in the music business, you know, whether it's locally or nationally, they should listen to that story because he was turned down, and so was Garth Brooks and some of these big people.
I know.
He didn't just walk in and become a star.
It really, and it's hard work. It is hard work.
It's really hard work.
It just blows my mind, but look where they got to, you know, look where they arrived.
And his schedule and his heyday, I mean, he would be doing show after show after show and then, you know, get up in the morning and go in the studio and record these albums. And some of the albums sold great and some of the albums didn't sell at all. And it's an amazing story of him. He's really a...
I'm going to have to go back and listen to that.
You really do.
Because I was at work, of course, and I don't get to... do a lot when I'm at work, but I definitely want to go back and...
Yeah.
And listen to that again.
So so the way this show is supposed to work is you're going to do the national anthem.
Yes.
Then I'm doing a few clips of his songs, like a medley of his songs.
Yes.
Then he comes out with his wife. Then they talk about a specific song, and then I'm going to play that song, and then Mark is going to do a song. And then at the very end, we do his iconic Forever and Ever Amen song, and we're all going to come out and sing that.
That's going to be so awesome to do it all together, you know, to sing all together on stage at the end and just, you know, be all together because we all, you know, love him and it's just going to be a memory that we'll cherish forever
and ever.
Ever and ever. Ever. Amen.
That's right.
That was great. That wasn't even planned.
And that's the great
ending.
That's
just the way that I feel.
You can't go on because that's a perfect ending.
That is.
But I know we both have to thank Kevin Richards for putting this on because
Absolutely.
This is all his
brainchild. He's done so much work. I know. He's done so much work with physically like going there and doing, you know, the live Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, he's a master at that.
Things like that. Yeah.
He's a marketing genius. And this is all happening at the Charles Woods Theater in Glens Falls.
Yes.
And tickets at the time of this recording are still available. It said like 40 tickets left.
But I think there's for the
3 o'clock show.
3 o'clock show.
Right.
I think the 6 o'clock show.
I got to find out. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not totally sure. So don't quote me on that.
Yeah, same here.
Go to the website if you still want to come to the show
and
get tickets because this is going to be a night that. No one will forget.
It's not a big place. It's not a big theater.
And
I
love that because you know, the intimacy.
Yep.
It was like an intimate show and having, you know, like the pinnacle in country music is there on stage.
Yeah. And he's got other shows planned and more and more coming up. He won't tell me. He won't tell anybody.
Oh, yes. Yes. He's bringing back the more. Well
he's got those shows.
We know the ones that he's.
Right.
He's already advertised.
Ty Henderson. Right. Herndon.
Yep. Herndon.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know why I said Henderson.
You're right.
Maybe I was thinking of the TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm so random. Anyway.
No, that's fine. And he's got a Liberace show.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
No, it's Liberace and Elvis.
And Elvis.
Elvis together.
Yes.
That's right.
That's going to be cool.
That's a fun show.
And that's all I really know.
Yeah, I think he's got another one, too.
I can't remember.
Oh, he's going to be mad now because I don't have the other one. Well, I'll put it in here later.
I know. On the recording. Yeah. Yeah.
But thank you, Jenna, and this is great.
And, thank you so much.
Hopefully we can play a clip of this because I really and would love... you've got to hear this. You've just got to hear our first take.
It really was special. It really was.
Even if I'm going to take me out. I just want to hear you.
Oh, stop it. No. It was an honor to, I mean, I was like 14 when I came in your studio.
We didn't tell you that part, folks.
And
what was that? It was a contest, right? No, what was it?
I think I won a contest, a competition, and you wanted me to come in for like the interview the next couple days. And I was like, my 14-year-old self comes walking in there and I'm singing Unchained Melody.
And
the Liam and the Liam Rhymes version, I do not.
Oh man, I wish
you did. No, I think the radio station. I believe someone there recorded it, but I mean, this was a long time ago.
I know.
But yes, I did Unchained Melody, and that was my first like initial meeting with you guys.
Wow.
So
singing on the radio.
Here we are singing together
years later.
It's just
years later.
What a feeling.
Yeah, I know. What a feeling for me. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Check out the website at hireRichie.com. He is on Facebook at Ricky Phillips and Twitter at Ryman Richie. Thanks for listening, and please subscribe and leave a comment. He reads them in bed. It makes him very happy. Stop telling.